Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
Downed trees mean downed power lines, and there were millions of people without power at one point around the tri-state. It's a little bit better this morning, but getting everybody back online could take days. As we hear from Glenn Shuck, he is live at Penn Station this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, good morning. You know, if you go take a look at some of these outage maps that the utilities do a pretty good job at posting, you're not going to like the news. There's could be days, maybe even the weekend, for some of the power to be restored. The outages are so widespread. Con Ed, in fact, with the second most storm-related outages they've ever had, second only to what happened after Hurricane Sandy. On Long Island, hundreds of thousands of customers, Nassau and Suffolk, are going to be waiting. PSEG Long Island President Daniel Eichhorn spoke with us and explains how they work on restoring, what the process is.
If an entire neighborhood's out, they're the type of outages that we prioritize early in our restoration process, followed by areas where there's maybe a 50 to 100 customers. Then next will be our smaller customers, dead-end streets, small area outs with 5 to 10 customers on.
I hear about an hour ago as a little rain was still falling here at Penn Station, I spoke with Janice, who's not too pleased.
For what we pay, the communication on the trains is terrible. Customer service is awful.
She didn't even want to bother telling me where she was going. Now, in terms of Jersey Transit, as you heard with Karen, they are going to be crawling back into service today. The MTA tells us they have 11,000 personnel. They're doing their best to repair signals and damage to overhead wires. So be patient. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here at Penn.
Well, hopefully John Montone is feeling patient this morning because he is one of the very many without power. Just some batteries and a lantern, right, John?
Yeah, I've got a craftsman. You really figured that out quite well without having seen it. But I did tweet it out and give you credit, Lee. So how wild was it? Well, amateur weather watchers on LBI claim a waterspout generated a 109-per-hour wind gust over the bay, and it touched down on land as a tornado in Barnegat. But it was mostly winds of 60 to 70 miles per hour, ripping down trees and power poles. All over North Jersey, homeowners had tales to tell.
As you can tell, a lot of our trees have fallen, so it's been somewhat scary.
I don't know how long that's going to be off, so maybe a day or two.
Well, that might be a tad optimistic since more than a million New Jerseyans went to bed, more than a million households without power. As to when the juice will flow again, well, Atlantic City Electric, which provides power to much of the Jersey Shore, says estimated times of restoration are currently suspended. And in other words, who knows? John Montone, 1010 Winds, live in New Jersey.
And ECIS was deadly. At least six people killed, including a man just sitting in his van in Briarwood, Queens, when a tree fell on it. The police car that responded to the scene was also hit by a tree. Some other people in Queens were a bit luckier.
Andrea Solo and Ben Gawant's new Honda SUV damaged by the storm. They'd only bought it a month ago.
I mean, we're fortunate that it's only property, but it's, what are the chances you park your car and then a not one, but two trees fall down on top of it. So
also a lamppost and traffic signal included in the rubble. Mayor de Blasio ordering his detail to put up police tape around the live wires. They are not alone. Some streets in Astoria, three trees on one block. Doreen Nasser frustrated. Her car was stuck on 36th Street.
This had to be this block I had to park last night because the next block is clean. And it's my luck. I can't go to work now.
Emergency Management Commissioner Deanne Criswell says there were unofficial reports of 78 mile an hour gusts, but says sustained winds of up to 55 miles an hour brought down the trees.
Right now, we have close to 13,000 service requests for downed trees. So it could be a tree, a whole tree, a part of a tree, but close to 13,000, and that number is still climbing.
And she says the cleanup could take days. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Astoria.
It took 6 weeks, but the New York City Board of Elections has confirmed results in a couple of congressional primaries, Democratic primaries, which in New York is usually the same as winning the general election. In the Bronx, City Councilman Richie Torres won the 12-way primary for the seat being vacated by Nita Loy. 74-year-old Carolyn Maloney squeaked by Suraj Patel, who is 36. The board had to count more than 400,000 absentee ballots, about 10 times the usual number.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.